CD 1. Track 19.
I was in a clothes shop the other day. My girlfriend had said I looked scruffy, so I was looking for some new clothes. You know, some shirts, a tie, and maybe even a suit. And what did I find between the boxer shorts and the socks? Makeup for men. Not just the usual face creams and deodorants. Oh no, a complete range of makeup. Mascara to make your eyelashes longer. Lip gloss to make you more kissable. Eyeliner to make your eyes bigger. Correctors to hide the spots on your chin or your nose. And something called a colour wheel with powders to highlight your eyes and your cheeks. I must confess, I have worn makeup before. My girlfriend put some bronzing cream on my face one time when we went to a wedding. And I've acted in school plays too, but this was different. I remembered an article I read about male cosmetics. Apparently it's not just goths who wear eyeliner and mascara now. More and more men are using makeup because it makes them look younger and feel more self-confident. Just then this well-built guy with short, spiky hair and huge muscles picked up some lip gloss and a colour wheel and went to the checkout. Well, if he could do it, so could I. I bought some mascara. As I was paying for it, I felt so embarrassed that my mouth was dry and my hands were shaking. When I got home, I tried to put the mascara on. It wasn't easy. First, I put it in my eye. It hurt a lot. Then, I put too much on, and when I tried to take it off with some toilet paper, it went all over my eyelids. I looked like a panda. I washed my face and tried again. And again. The fifth time, it wasn't too bad. Just then, Lucy, my girlfriend, came home. My heart was pounding and the palms of my hands were sweating. "Notice anything different?" I asked her. She looked at me, thought for a second, and then replied, "Oh, is that a new sweater, Phil?" Sometimes women can be so insensitive.